What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the latest episode of the Never Been Done podcast. I am once again Josh, here to share my news and knowledge and amazingness with all of you. And across from me is the...
Hi, I'm Tyler.
That's a lot of build up for a short delivery.
And again, CBS is with us.
It's like when I have sex. It's like...
No, you're not supposed to say that.
But it always ends disappointing for the other person, not for me.
You just do like 45 minutes of foreplay and then he's just one pump chump.
You're still not supposed to talk about that.
No, it's like...
Just saying.
12 seconds of foreplay and then one pump chump.
Oh, so it's about 15 seconds worth of...
If you're lucky.
But is it a good 15 seconds for you?
Yeah, for me it's fine.
That's good though. That's all that matters, right?
I always come right on time, so it's cool.
Perfect timing. Every time.
Yeah.
Good job, I guess. That's a little rough for opening-wise, but go on.
No, it's not. It's like Dave Chappelle said in one of his stand-ups where he was talking shit about women that are like, you came too soon. He's like, bullshit, I came just on time.
Sure. Oh, man.
Well, figure your body out and get yourself to get there faster. It's not my problem. I figured out how to get myself there faster.
Yeah.
Right?
If women are like... smarter than men, which I mostly agree. Why can't they figure that out? Should that be our job?
Right. No. That should be their job. Because I'm responsible for me. Why should I also be responsible for you, you know?
True that.
That's a, yeah, that's still a rough kind of thing going on there, but all right.
I don't know. That's not rough. It's just...
Tyler, what episode is this?
25.
How do you say that in Spanish?
25.
Nice.
We've hit the quarter century mark.
Yeah.
Is that what that... Oh, yeah, I guess it is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Weird.
All those months ago, I wondered if we were going to even make it to 10 episodes. Now we're at 25.
Yeah, it's still a constant wonder for me to go on.
Just seems like yesterday. We need some, like, flashback music, and then we'll, like, play some clips right here.
It doesn't seem like...
And go.
That's a lot of...
You know what a lot of really good podcasts do that I feel like we should do at some point? You know, wait a little bit longer, but...
Quit.
Well, yeah, more should do that, but... They do, like, a highlight episode every half year or so. And just have, like, all the best snippets. We could probably make a pretty funny one.
That means there has to be good snippets, though, and that's a lot of work.
They're all good.
Yeah, like that's episode 10. That's
a lot of work.
There's a lot of good snippets.
No, that's
in
not
that.
That's not true. It's like the worst one. Oh, you mean worst clips? Oh, well, in that case, we'll just play 10 again.
The best of the worst.
Just play 10 again, but we'll cut out the front half. It'll be really short for everybody, and we'll get to the good part quick.
I'm glad we got we're back to our giggly, laughing. Jovial selves, because last episode just got real sad real fast.
Well content
it was
generally.
Sad though, you know, that's just, yeah. That's life.
And then we recorded that before that Bill Maher guy made those asinine comments, so we didn't even get to talk about that fuckface. That was disappointing.
Yeah. Who is he again?
He's just some dipshit that has a show
he's
on HBO.
He's a comedian.
Okay.
And he's not very funny.
So
he's never been very funny to me.
And he just says dumb shit.
And he has one of those faces when you see it, you just want to fucking punch it.
Like Bono's.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
I don't really feel
I don't know who
Bono,
I would want to punch more in the face, but I mean, probably Bono, but.
I picked Bono years ago, and I'm sticking with it. I'm just, staying strong. Because if I change it up, then I'm going to run into Bono and be like, fuck, I just changed my person, and now I get to see him.
Who's the one billionaire you would punch in the face if you could? It's definitely Bono.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I don't know. He does all those hungry leaf things, and...
He has, a big nose, though, and it'd just be really fun to punch him right in the fucking nose.
It's right there.
You couldn't miss, either. It's right. Even if you were drunk or whatever, you would hit him in the fucking nose.
I'm always punching things, just so I'm always prepared. Was this making sure my aim's on, you know?
Or his nose would be so badass that it would break your wrist and you'd fall down.
It's possible.
Either way, I could say my wrist got shattered by Bono's nose. So either way, it's a good story.
And then never get it fixed and have him sign it, and then you could cut it off and sell it on eBay.
Just have a crazy gimp arm, it just can't move it and it doesn't work.
Be worth it if you get $1 million bucks out of it, right?
No. I would not give up use of my right or left hand for $1 million. I'm sorry, I wouldn't.
It's a pretty extreme.
At this point in life?
No, absolutely not.
Mm. No.
What about 10 years from now?
No. Mm. To give up use of one of your hands? Like completely?
You still have one.
No. Mm. That'd be horrible.
It'd be hard to deal with, man. No.
All right. I think I would at least strongly consider it, but...
No, absolutely not. $1 million doesn't go very far. And
you can turn $1 million into a lot more real fucking quick.
If you have two hands.
You don't need two hands for that.
Probably end up spending
it
on...
You just need, you know, wise business decisions. That's it.
No. Yeah, it's a lot harder than you think.
I'm good.
You throw that shit in your fucking IRA, I bet it'll double overnight, bro.
Yeah, but then you spend most of it getting your hand to work again.
What does the Irish Mafia have to do with anything?
Huh?
What does the Irish Mafia have to do with anything?
I said IRA.
Yeah. IRA. Isn't that the Irish Mafia?
No.
No, it's not the Irish. It's the Irish
Like
Republican
a retirement
Army.
Fund?
Yeah.
Retirement fund?
It's not a mafia. It's not the mafia.
Right. Okay. One blows things up. The other one's supposed to make you more money. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. One's a terrorist group from Ireland.
Not an IUD either.
Well, that's totally different letters.
That's a female birth control, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Useless.
Oh, good times.
This coffee's hitting the spot.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the news today.
No, that's not the main story.
Yeah, we're doing news first.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll introduce the jackass we're talking about later.
I don't want to like
gonna talk bad.
I don't want to get. I don't want to tell people who it is yet, so they don't tune out until after we're done with the news.
Yeah, you gotta.
And
keep
then
them
at that point,
seriously.
And then at that point, then they're like, "I'm invested already. I might as well just finish the episode."
I don't think you understand how that works.
By the way,
I don't think you understand how it works.
In today's day and age, you can't say rape anymore.
I told you that before.
Really?
Oh, I wasn't aware, but yeah.
You're not allowed to mention it?
Not even if you're talking about a dude. Which I don't get, because if some dude got raped like a grown-ass man, no one would give a shit.
I know a lot of people who've been to prison, and a lot of raping goes on in prison, and they just laugh about it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, both of you broke the rule then. I don't think I said it, so.
I'm not going to stop seeing it. I was just bringing it up.
I don't know how the word itself, like, if you're talking about a situation that happened that's a horrible situation, like, you're not like, supposed to be able to mention it?
Like, even if you use it in a way that's not that bad, like say the Raiders and Broncos played, and the Broncos got their asses kicked, and you're like, oh man, the Broncos really got raped today. People would be pissed off about it.
Because the Broncos lost, or because you used the word?
Some people would be pissed because you said raped.
Hmm. Yeah, okay.
But it's like, that's not what it means. I watched a lot of stand-up lately. You know, like Bert Kreischer and all his crew, Segura and all them, Rogan.
Right.
They all talk about it. Chris D'Elia talks about it too, how like, you can't say gay or rape or faggot or any of these things, but it's like, they all embellish on it, like Tom Segura is like, that's gay. And oh, by the way, when I mean that's gay, like, I mean that's gay, like homosexual, like some dude put his dick in another man's ass. But then like Chris D'Elia is like, that's gay. And when I say it's gay, I mean that I don't like it, but it's not that I don't like gay people. It's just that it's a word I use for like lame, like that's gay. Like they all explain it. And it's really fucking funny because it's like people are so sensitive now.
Yeah, it's too much sensitivity out there.
Way fucking too much. And then when people get all high and mighty on the fucking internet, which happened to me recently, it's like, dude, this is the internet. Like, anything goes on the fucking internet. If you don't like it, get the fuck off the internet and go live your life like a normal person.
Right.
You want to do that shit in someone's face? I guarantee you're not going to get all confrontational like you do online because you're a fucking pussy and it's just the internet and no one can do anything about it.
Can you say pussy?
I don't give a shit. I said it. But.
Man, that's, yeah, okay.
Anyway. Well, since Stan Lee sadly passed away, somebody has to take up the soapbox reign. So from now on, we're going to do a segment called Tyler's Soapbox.
It seems like a really bad idea, but funny.
Which means what? I just talk shit about things that don't make sense to me?
Yeah, and this was just the segment. Tyler's Soapbox.
That was a pretty good one, though. I feel like it's going to be hard to live up to that.
Mostly around downhill. That's all right, though. It's just like, you remember in Family Guy, what grinds Peter Griffin's gears?
Mm-hmm.
Same idea.
Okay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah.
That one.
Same idea. Just soapbox because you're preaching from
like,
something that
doesn't
matter.
You know what really chaps my foreskin? I'll just say that.
Everything, because it's disgusting. You should have had it removed years ago.
Man. You can't say that to me.
I can. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
In this day and age, you can't say that to me anymore.
Sensitive.
I'm sensitive about my foreskin, right?
Yeah.
And the irony of that is, a perfect is I also have more sensitivity in my dick because I have my foreskin.
But
so
who,
suck on that, bitch.
But who knows if that's true or not?
It's scientifically proven.
Is it?
Yes.
Show me the evidence.
It's you've online.
You've still yet to show... Everything's online in quotation marks.
Including...
Still yet to show me any
hollow
evidence.
Hollow Earth? Mm-hmm. And aliens.
Yeah, exactly.
And lizard people.
Exactly.
And flat Earth.
Exactly.
There's a couple other ones, but I'm not going to mention them. Go on.
Well, I think we all know that aliens are real. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, yeah. They cross the border all the time.
Are they,
it's
though?
It's crazy.
Oh... So
I like how that's the problem.
At this point, everybody has gone through and eaten a bunch of turkey and had holiday times, or they sat at home and were sad by themselves. Either way, like Thanksgiving happened. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Some people probably had a sad Thanksgiving. So if you did, not my problem. So hopefully you've watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and or Dutch, because those are the real only two Thanksgiving movies, except like a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Which is freaking awesome.
Which it is, but, I mean, so that's your three.
Someone does, there is a big area of opportunity to make, like, a funny-ass Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, there's
like
not.
Like, Seth Rogen style, like, they made that awesome Christmas movie, like, make a Thanksgiving movie, that could be awesome.
That's true.
There are a couple, like, horror movie style ones.
Like porn? Horror movies?
No, the other kind, the scary kind.
Since we're on the season.
Can you say horror? Like, is horror a word we can still say?
I imagine.
You can't say anything anymore.
Can we say the?
No.
Damn it.
It's going to be rough, this point out.
I do really enjoy, since we're on the subject, I really enjoy holiday porn. There's some good stuff out there.
Yeah?
There's better Thanksgiving porn than there are movies. That's sad.
Like people using turkey legs to...
Gross. Yeah.
No, yeah. I haven't quite ventured that far into it, but there's good porn of, like... Chicks getting railed on the Thanksgiving table where there's just, like, food everywhere.
Ugh.
It's kind of cool.
I'm not really a big fan of, like, food being involved in
my God.
Things.
It's not involved. It's just there.
So you want to have a sandwich while things are happening? Is that the style we're talking about?
No. They're okay. Not eating.
Gotcha.
But...
Still.
Some of them, there's, like, other people eating at the table while people are fucking. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But Santa Claus porn is the best. That's all.
Santa porn. Have you seen any of that Bigfoot porn? Like the...
No, but did you guys see that? I think we've talked about this. But like when Solo came out, there's a Han Solo porn parody.
Mm-mm.
And Chewbacca fucks a bunch of chicks. That was pretty cool.
So,
but it's like full on Chewbacca suit, but then his dick's like a human dick.
So I heard this joke the other day, and it might be the one joke that pushed me over the edge. Like, I was like, I don't remember where I heard it, but I was like, that's rough. And even for me, like, I was like, that's rough. And it was like, my nephew's deathly afraid of Chewbacca. So I dressed up as Chewbacca and I raped him. See, and you guys just go silent. That's how terrible that is. But it's like...
It feels like there's supposed to be another step to the story.
I think that was it. Like, that's what I heard. And I was like, oh, ugh. And then that brings up the rape thing.
You know, but so. Maybe the kid's not afraid of Chewbacca anymore. Maybe see, maybe that's the answer.
That's what I mean. There seems like there's be another step to that. It's not like it's like a... It's just like the story stops. And you know... Yeah. It's not that it makes it right. It's still very wrong.
Well, after I've said that, I'll probably never be able to run for political office.
That's probably
like,
true.
He had a podcast and said this one thing. I'm like, ooh.
Or direct a movie over Disney.
Yeah, you're never working for Disney.
Good luck with that.
I don't think any of us are.
I don't think that's true. I totally could. Totally could.
You probably couldn't.
Totally
anyway.
Could. Totally could.
On to the news. Speaking of Disney, The Lion King officially in the first 24 hours... of its trailer debut had 224.6 million views. So,
is that the most ever?
238 for the Avengers trailer.
For Infinity War?
Mm-hmm.
So what did Detective Pikachu get?
I didn't look because I don't care and I still haven't seen it.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't like Pokemon.
Best thing ever.
I don't like Pokemon. I don't think it's going to be that funny.
Pokemon's gay. Hilarious. And when I say gay, I mean it's gay like it's fucking lame.
But Pikachu's awesome. Have you not seen the Detective Pikachu trailer?
I like skip past it every time I get on YouTube.
What is wrong with you guys?
I almost just don't like Pokemon.
I don't like it either.
Other people do. Mm. It's one of those things I'm like, I'm just not going to like it.
Remember when that stupid fucking game came out and everyone like was all obsessed with it?
I was fine with the game because fat people were out walking around and getting exercise. So
yeah,
I
was like almost running into fucking kids that weren't paying attention because they're looking at their fucking phone crossing the street.
That's what they do all the time, though.
Not that bad. Oh. That was like a week of chaos.
Mm. Yeah, I never really played the game much. I never played Go ever.
But all those kids are faggots. And when I say faggot, I mean that they're just lame and I don't like them.
They ride motorcycles and make loud noises. The South Park episode, or like, you ever seen this?
They're not even that cool of faggots. They're like faggots that just stay inside all day.
So Steppenwolf.
Shit's out of control. Like, completely.
But when I explain myself after I say it, it makes it okay.
Okay, so at what point do we start the news beep, 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 beep part? Should we do it right now?
You just go now.
And on to the news. Steppenwolf invasion was originally supposed to happen in Suicide Squad. The Enchantress was supposed to be possessed by the Mother Box, and that's officially been a thing. So that was supposed to happen in that movie, not Justice League. And the Justice League movie, Zack Snyder, his version of the movie, they keep releasing scenes and things that didn't make the cut, like a gigantic image of Darkseid. So people are actually really wondering if we're going to get a Zack Snyder cut of that movie.
Yeah, they
because
said
it's supposed to be a lot better.
You know, they've said that they weren't going to put it out. See, the funny thing about that is that as soon as Zack Snyder was pulled from that movie, like, everybody's like, oh, it's the best thing ever.
He wasn't pulled from the movie.
He quit because of the daughter death.
Yeah.
So as soon as he was off it, like, everybody with their cousin was like, it's the best thing ever. And now that we got this Wheaton version, then people are still not happy. They're
because
like,
it sucks regardless.
Man,
you can't polish a turd, bro.
Whatever.
I think compared to a lot of the other DC movies, Justice League wasn't too terrible.
It wasn't. So with the Mother Box thing, so which part was supposed to be in?
The Steppenwolf thing was supposed to happen in Suicide Squad and not in Justice League.
So he was supposed to be the big bad, not the Enchantress?
Well, Enchantress is supposed to be possessed, like, that was supposed to be...
So they're supposed to introduce the idea of him coming from the Mother Box in Suicide Squad?
I guess.
Okay, that's a little better. I misunderstood when you were saying it before. I thought, what a weird... Yeah, okay.
Let me see, where should we go with this? I'm just making sure there's no more DC news. Okay, so Michael B. Jordan is hoping for an Oscar nomination for Black Panther, a.k.a. the live-action Lion King, because it was basically just Lion King.
And that's not fucking happening.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Not a fucking chance.
There's enough...
He's good in it, but...
Not for him, but for the movie itself. He's
Oscar. I was like, dude, not a fucking chance he's getting nominated at, like, as a supporting actor.
He just says for the movie itself.
I can see it. I can see a nomination, maybe.
Maybe, but I think Infinity War has a better shot for a Best Picture nomination. Like, Black Panther was kind of dicey. Wasn't that good
as a film in general, but the way the film was received and the way the hype around it.
That's the live action Lion King right there. Like, he holds up the little baby Simba Black Panther and puts the mark on his face, and he's like, "This is my baby Black Panther."
No, yeah, we get it. Go
and
on.
He's like, whew, whew, with his claws.
Yeah,
and he gives him the purple juice, the purple drink.
It was cool to hear James Earl Jones' voice, though.
Oh my god!
In the Lion King or the Black
Panther?
In
the Lion King trailer.
Oh yeah. The Lion King trailer is pretty amazing. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. Also, the Dumbo trailer looks incredible.
Tim Burton, I did watch that. That looks fucking cool.
Tim Burton might redeem himself. Looks really good.
I think he's on the road to recovery.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. So, Captain Marvel, there's a poster that was released in Japan, and it potentially gives us an idea of what the plot's going to be about. It translates to It says Captain Marvel, lost past, memories trapped, powers gained. Is this me? The story before Avengers. And I think they're setting up an Avengers prequel, and Captain Marvel and Nick Fury will start laying the foundation for what the Avengers are going to be. That's what the people are saying. The people on the internet and the webs.
Well, this movie takes place before all the other ones, so
on the line.
Time-wise, it's in the 80s, and we do see Nick 90s, in the trailers.
90s.
90s, 80s, whatever.
It's very different.
And it's cool, because there's a Blockbuster video in it, and I miss Blockbuster.
Right? We gotta go to Mexico, because there's supposed to be some in Mexico.
There are.
Yeah.
I have seen them. I have driven past them.
That's what I'm talking about. But you didn't go in, did you?
No.
Ah, and now you know why they're closing America.
Because he was in Mexico to hang out, not rent movies.
Doesn't mean he couldn't have gone by.
He was on vacation. Why would he go rent a movie?
The time where I was in a place in Mexico where there were Blockbusters, I got like 18 hours of dental work done in 5 days. So it wasn't really like a vacation.
Yeah, that's not fun. not really fun at all. Like really the opposite of what fun is.
Man, I also ate Chinese chicken, which I'm pretty sure was cat.
And again, chickens are cheaper to raise than cats, so why would they use... That doesn't make any sense.
Cats grow free, man.
I don't know.
Wild.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, cats eat more food and they cost more money.
If you're raising them, yeah.
There's more meat on chickens. It's easier. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, if anybody knows, I don't know a lot about them. CBS even doesn't know a ton about them, but... Marvel supposedly has an Eternals movie in the works, and two characters from the Eternals are supposed to appear in Avengers 4.
It's also still, I still think that's weird, but okay.
Deadpool 3, TJ Miller says he may not return to the Deadpool franchise, but only because it hasn't been officially announced that it's going to be a movie yet. He said he was never supposed to be in X-Force, and, he's like, why would I say that I'm officially coming to Deadpool 3 when Deadpool 3 hasn't even been officially released yet? It's like saying that, like, when I die, I'm going to be reincarnated as... I don't know, he has, like, a whole tweet about it, so...
And he also landed in one of those weird places because of the whole Me Too thing going on back when that was at the height of its phase.
You know, I told Josh the other day, I was watching Office Christmas Party, and he's, like, the main guy in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even give a shit what happened. He's hilarious, and I like him in everything.
Well, his is a really weird one, because, like, it was an ex-girlfriend attacking him and his current wife, who apparently he dated a little bit prior to his wife when they were in college, I guess. So it's, like, a weird... Like, the timing on it's all really weird with his. And I, as far as things, I mean, he got heat for it, but... I think the biggest thing is he quit being a Mucinex voice.
Well, the tweet that he said was, guys, there are no plans yet for Deadpool 3. I'm contracted to do a third, but saying I'm not going to be in something that has yet to exist is like saying TJ confirmed he will not be reincarnated into an elephant.
Funny.
Okay.
That's just what he said.
Yeah.
But just because I like TJ Miller, so.
That's fine.
I'm just saying.
Nons.
I like him in Ice Age, too, so.
Who's good in Silicon Valley, too.
He's got a good voice for animated stuff.
Yeah, I really don't like in anything but Silicon, and like, or I don't really like Silicon Valley anymore now that he's not in it. I don't think it's as very good.
They took him out of it because of all that weirdness.
Yeah,
I forgot about that, too. It's Silicon Valley and the Mucinex, like, blob thing. So, yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, Ryan Reynolds has called Hugh Jackman out on multiple occasions online about not wanting to be Wolverine anymore, and because he wants to do a Wolverine-Deadpool crossover. And Rob Liefeld, CBS's boyfriend, also penned an open letter asking for Deadpool-Wolverine crossover. It's probably a really bad time to talk about that because CBS is like, just leaving the room for a second, but... The headphones don't make the noise, the microphone does.
Yeah, but nobody cares what Rob Liefeld thinks about anything, so does it matter?
Anyway, well, he created Deadpool, so maybe.
I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying the world in general. I mean, I think the guy's awesome. But I never had a problem with him, so... Yeah. I guess that's all there is to that. I'm going to go now.
Okay.
That could be pretty cool, though. I'm into it.
I think it'd be funny, because I think the two of them play off each other really well. They've done a lot of social media stuff together. That
like, they should do back and forth. A Deadpool Wolverine Christmas movie.
Thanksgiving movie.
Or that.
What about a Thanksgiving since they haven't done? Not to interrupt anything, like I'm trying to like fill a little bit of time, but damn, the Raiders are fucking shit this year. They're horrible. Makes me not want to watch football.
Yeah, but it's more and more obvious that Gruden's rebuilding that shit. Like next year's draft, aren't they just like gold mine? Like gonna fucking ball out on everybody.
Yeah, they have like three number ones.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He probably knew from the get go they were gonna have a losing season because that was his plan.
So Clubber Lang in the news is in rumor to be in Creed 3.
Who?
Clubber Lang, Mr. T.
No shit.
Yeah, man.
They're going to bring him out, huh?
Which would be awesome.
Huh.
Mr. T is still great. But it also goes to show that Michael B. Jordan's character, like, what's his first name in those?
Apollo.
No, the son.
Apollo 2.
Anyway.
I don't remember.
That he's not going to get killed by Drago's son. So, obviously he's not going to die if they're already talking about the third one.
Yeah, you got to make that a trilogy. So
at least. They should probably do five of them. Don't you think?
Maybe.
Let me look it up real quick. His name is Adonis Johnson.
Yeah.
Adonis Creed. But anyway, Clubber Lang supposed to be back in Creed 3. That's potential. And what do you think about that, CBS? Mr. T coming back?
I pity the fool.
I'll wait till I get set back down where this stuff makes sense again. I think it's awesome because Clubber Lang's my favorite. Mr. T's the best.
Do you realize that when he says, I pity the fool, he says it in Rocky 3? He doesn't ever say it on the A-Team or anything else, and that's where it comes from? And he's not even Mr. Like his... that's where it comes from. And everybody thinks it's from A-Team.
I didn't remember that. Because, yeah, I just picture him saying that in the A-Team.
But he doesn't ever say it in the A-Team.
Interesting.
But in the A-Team remake, what's-his-name has Pity and Fool on his knuckles.
Yeah, but Mr. T wasn't in the remake either, whereas everybody else, well, save for George Peppard was.
That movie was way underrated.
So
that
good.
Remake, oh, yeah. I thought that was
great.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
I'm like, why didn't they make any more of those? Like, I know it probably didn't do very well at the box office, but...
I don't know. It's one of those movies that...
I bought that fucking movie because I liked it so much.
Yeah.
And I can download anything. I don't give a shit.
It's good.
I bought it because I was like, I actually want to support this.
It was fucking good.
Yeah,
I liked it. Heck yeah.
So,
yeah, Clubber Lang.
Once Upon a Deadpool.
My favorite.
Is a PG-13 version of Deadpool, but Ryan Reynolds was pitched that on Twitter, and he's like, that's a good idea, so they're going to re-release it in theaters, a PG-13 version of the movie, and it looks pretty hilarious.
Best I understand is Deadpool 2. And it's like a re-edit with 20 new minutes of footage edited into a different version of the movie. I mean, the trailer makes you believe that it's going to be just Princess Bride style, which if that's the case, awesome. But there's a whole lot of hate on the internet because they're like, oh, they're trying to test to see if they can make a PG-13 Deadpool. I'll never watch that. Except the thing is that people will. It doesn't matter. If it's not rated R, people will still go to it. It doesn't matter.
They're just doing a funny cut of it, and it's going to be funny, and it's going to be a limited release.
Oh, no, I think this will be awesome. Whether it even actually comes out Saber theaters or not is a good question.
Especially because you hate everything.
That's not true.
You do.
I hate most things, but not everything.
Like 99% of things you hate.
I love Mr. T.
You love Mr. T,
yeah.
You love Diet Mountain Dew, and you love Taco Bell.
All three of those things are true.
But that's it.
I love Taco Bell.
Hell yeah. All right.
They're building that one close to your house.
I know. It's not good for me at all.
I know.
But it'll be nice to be nearby.
Because, like, new. Taco Bell's really the only fast food that I indulge in on a regular basis. And it's not, you know, since I bought the house where it is, it's not really conveniently on my way home from work anymore, so I don't go. And this is, like, very, very ultra conveniently on my way home.
It's placed almost strategically.
So it's like, fuck, man. Right? Someone knew I would go there, like, every night.
That was really hard.
If there was one there. God damn it. And they are putting that building up quick. Like,
well, they go up super quick. Yeah, the walls are all prefab and everything.
Thing I was curious about is it going to be a cantina where they serve alcohol?
I don't know if they have...
Unlikely.
Well, I'll go get a fucking cheesy gordita crunch and a margarita real quick. Sure.
Couple last things. There's a new monster. The movie's called Monster Hunter. I think it's based off the video game, that Monster Hunter's video game. And Mia Jovovich is going to be the main character. Seems like it could be pretty cool.
That's cool.
They're going to reboot the... speaking of Mia Jovovich, she won't be in it, but they're going to reboot the...
Resident Evil
series. Yeah. Is going to be based off the 7th game. Huh. I don't have any idea.
I haven't played that. That's the newest one, isn't it? I haven't played that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been so long. And then the last bit of news that I have, Oscar Isaac says that the Carrie Fisher parts in Star Wars Episode 9 are very beautiful, and she's used in a very beautiful way, and it's going to be a really cool send-off. I'm excited. I'm actually really excited to see that.
I have a few pieces of news before we start.
Go on.
I know I've told you guys, but I just want to say, since we probably won't do any kind of podcast relating to this, that Overlord was super awesome and everyone should go see it. I could see it again. It's like kind of...
That's the Nazi zombie.
Kind of Nazi zombie. I guess they're not really zombies. Like, they look like they could be, but after you see the movie, they're not really zombies. They're just like dead bodies that are experimented on and some come back from the dead. So it seems like they're zombies, but...
Oh, thanks for ruining it for me. Appreciate
that
it.
Doesn't ruin anything.
So, like, Frankenstein-y.
It's basically like if Wolfenstein was a movie.
Huh. Okay. Oh, cool.
The video game series Wolfenstein, if it was a movie, that's what it is. Awesome.
I like that guy, the main character. He's always
His name's Wyatt something. Yeah, he's awesome.
No idea.
He's the asshole hockey player in Goon 2.
You're gonna be a little
the
more
blonde,
specific.
long Wyatt, blonde hair guy.
Oh, Wyatt Russell.
That's okay. Yeah. He's
the son of the guy that owns the team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That guy. He's awesome. I don't really know a lot of the other actors, but it's all really well done.
Nice.
Sound like I know it will get overlooked because it's a first time director and no one, and, you know, it's an underrated movie, but I think the sound.
But it's Bad Robot,
is
wasn't it?
Some of the best sound I've heard all year. In the theater.
Dang, that's crazy.
Like, probably the best sound...
Since Dunkirk. Really?
To me.
Wow.
Really well done. I think that should be for sound editing and mixing at the Oscars next year. Like, for me, definitely, but probably won't.
We'll see. Well, Dunkirk came out this year, though, in 2018.
It was 17.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because it won, didn't it?
Yeah, it was 17. And then, you remember that movie, The Saint?
Yeah.
With Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Chris Pratt is in talks for a reboot.
Oh, of The cool. Saint, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
That's and cool Chris idea. Pratt actually, like, I don't know how much of it was his idea, but he wants to produce it and shit. Like, he wants his own movie franchise.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean it'd be a funny version of The Saint?
I don't know.
Huh.
Maybe not. Maybe he's going to try to do something different.
Oh, that's I don't know if that's a great fit or not. I do like the idea of rebooting it. I do like the idea of Chris Pratt playing an action character, but I don't know if I like the idea of him playing, like, the espionage agent that's not a funny guy.
I can't tell you this much. I don't know if Chris Pratt actually cares what you think.
Oh, he doesn't at all. He should.
I don't know why I wanted to say that, but I just did.
Doesn't matter.
I just missed you guys, you know? I just wanted to just, like, bust CBS balls.
It's not really something you say to somebody you miss, really. It's just kind of a dickhead thing, but that's normal.
No, that's how I show my love.
Yeah.
That and handies. And you got...
Neither one of those things are fun.
You want to touch my dick?
No, not yours.
Oh.
Gross.
I don't like turtlenecks on my hand, man. Sorry.
Whatever, bro.
Man.
I have to tell you.
Constantly circle of...
Circle of foreskin.
It's not what I... Okay.
It's like the circle of life, but...
that's a way different song.
But way more disgusting.
Should get on that, actually. The song, I mean.
Circle of foreskin.
I didn't mean sing it now. I meant, like, later. For something else.
For something else?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe I'm going to make a foreskin wonderland all over your house.
Ooh, gross.
That sounds like another song.
That would mean you have to cut your foreskin off to sprinkle it everywhere.
Foreskin dust. It's going everywhere.
I think that's called schmegma.
No, that's... No.
Yeah, it is.
Schmegma is the buildup if you don't clean it.
And then you dry it out and make dust out of it and sprinkle it all over.
I could try.
You'd have to get your wiener dirty to do
it. Dried schmegma?
Have to get your wiener dirty for that. Just
gross. Like, really gross.
I'd have to not clean it for a week.
Okay, so today we're doing Richard Donner. And
oh my God, that's a terrible transition.
We're doing it because he has a foreskin, probably.
Well, you don't know that, but go on.
I'm just guessing.
That's all right, go on.
And then, also, CBS and me are going to see... Tyler can't go, because he has to go home and clean his foreskin, but... So he doesn't get
schmegma. Yeah, it's going to take me like 3 hours, so, you know.
He's got a special toothbrush for it and everything.
I've got a loofah. I've got a foreskin loofah.
Do you hang it with the little rope around your...
No, it's on my keychain.
Wow.
As we speak.
So they're showing the original Superman at the Regal today. So I think we're going to go see that, right?
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Foreskin, loofah, keychain. That could be a metal band.
It could be. It's got enough names in it.
Sounds like...
Think you sell little ones? Yeah, it's a merch built in, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially if it's also a bottle opener on one side.
Interesting.
I don't see why not.
So he did a bunch of TV shows, but we're going to skip all those and just do his movies. So.
Well, he did a bunch of episodes in TV shows. It wasn't like he was... Not like he ran the entire series of them. It was like a bunch of independent whatever for episodes.
Like Kojak.
Yeah. Like 3 episodes here, 4 episodes there.
Right.
Tales from the Crypt.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Get Smart.
A bunch of shows that I love, but...
You know who would be a hard director to try to do? Is it David Franks? What's the name of the guy that played Will Riker on Star Trek? The actor.
Number one?
Well, he's number two, but yeah. No, he was number one, wasn't he?
He calls him number one.
That's true. Even though his job is number two.
He's the number one.
Right. That guy, Jason, it was Jonathan first. David Franks?
I don't know.
Franks is his last name. I don't remember. Anyway, that guy's directed so many random episodes of shows. If there's a show on TV that has anything sci-fi related at all, he's probably directed an episode of it. It's crazy. I don't know why I decided to tell everybody that just now.
There's no
possible reason.
You lost me at Star Trek.
Shut the hell up. Go on with things. So we're skipping TV shows, right? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much, unless there's something you want to talk about.
No, we're good. Go on.
His first big film was The Omen. The creepy little possessed kid that, like, and he pushes in the windowsill and the deaths and the... Horror movies and the scariness and the little kid Damien. But there's no Red Rum because that's from Shining. But
totally different movie.
Yeah. Anyway.
It had the crazy like soundtrack behind it. I wish I could make that noise in my head. I can hear it, but I can't.
I think that Omen soundtrack was that piece. Like it was on. What do I know about this? It was done by. It was like a big deal.
Hmm.
Anyway, it was on, like, the number one charts in the UK for, like, super long time. That's
the only part of the movie I really remember, but I was a child when I saw it, so.
Yeah, you're probably better off then.
It's pretty creepy. It's pretty rough.
Well, it's really old, too, and the way it moves is
It's just a really good scary movie.
Jerry Goldsmith is the composer.
Right, but it was for something about it, like I remember it being a...
Yeah, no idea.
But,
Fuck creepy kids. Yeah. And when I say that, I mean have sex with them.
Now Tyler definitely won't work for Disney. Damn it, Tyler. You guys are making it harder for me by guilt by association.
You're not going to work for Disney.
You don't know that.
I do.
It's just like saying that.
By the time we've done five more episodes, you will never, ever work for Disney.
I will say this.
That's not true.
I will say this.
Huh.
But just because my betting luck is horrible, I bet you $1,000 that you will never work for Disney.
Does that count the theme parks?
That you will never work for Disney at all.
Okay, then.
That doesn't exclude theme parks?
Apparently
sure.
Not.
If he gets a job at Disneyland, then go for it. That counts. That means I get to get in for free, friends and family discount. So.
Guess you better hit the road, bud.
I do go out to California quite often.
So Superman, 1978. Christopher Reeve.
Freaking awesome, yeah.
Fan-fucking-tastic. I hope everybody knows who Superman is.
You know what? I did kind of work for Disney. Doesn't matter. Go on.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Back when I was working with Choice Hotels, I did.
Nope.
Yep, because we had a deal with them selling travel vouchers, and I did art for part of the travel vouchers.
Nope, that doesn't count.
Technically, I did work for Disney.
Nope.
Disney
you
Florida.
For Choice Hotels.
It's not the same. Disney paid for the artwork, so.
Nope.
Technically, yes.
Gene Hackman in this movie was fantastic as Lex Luthor.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been a good Lex Luthor since.
There hasn't.
Spacey was okay.
No.
He was okay.
He's okay.
He was only okay.
Yeah.
And he was only cast because we talked about this, and we'll talk about it more in our Bryan Singer episode whenever we do that, but he was only cast because they were both...
into little boys.
Exactly.
Young, gross. Young gentlemen.
Hey, what about the guy from Smallville? He was all right.
The guy, no. Who the was voice, it in Smallville? I don't remember.
That Smallville show was dog shit.
Nah, it ran 10 seasons, no. Man.
Yeah, that
dog
was
shit.
That was, I feel like that was directed towards like women more than men.
Oh, for sure.
Teenage girls.
Teen angst, the whole CW like machine is what it was built around.
I prefer Dawson's Creek.
So, funny story, Marlon Brando wanted to, he's like, does anybody really know what Jor-El looks like? Can
his
we just make
suitcase?
Me a big, glowy, shiny like cloud and like I'll just do the voiceover? And they're like, no, Jor-El was a man. You have to be there. Like, and Marlon Brando was notoriously, like, known for being a lazy fucking asshole. And just, like, if he could get paid to do nothing, he would do it. Like, that's what he was all about. So
that's fucking smart. I mean, you ask me.
So then Superman 2.
Man.
Which... he's uncredited on Superman 2.
Which one was 2?
Because they took him off.
Yeah.
But then they released his version of it a few years ago.
Yeah, they released the Richard Donner cut.
The Donner cut.
Which is actually really cool.
Which during both those films, I think he worked as a PA, as a personal assistant. Jeff Johns of comic authorship, writing? I don't know how you say that. Jeff Johns from DC Comics, he worked with Donner. He was like 17 or 18 years old. And he worked for Richard Donner during that time. So, like, he was part of the whole making that movie. Not, like, an important part, probably, but nevertheless, he was there, so that's awesome. And he's a pretty good comic writer. And
Richard Lester took over after Donner quit.
Oh, the second director?
Yeah.
Yeah. Donner's also written a couple books for DC as well, comic books. Couldn't tell you the numbers, but he did, so...
As much as issues as you have with this movie, it's considered one of the greatest sequels of all time.
Oh, Superman 2?
Yeah.
And I just, the Kryptonian kiss is just too crazy for me.
It's one little fucking thing, like.
But it affects everything.
It doesn't affect everything.
It does.
And you're not Kryptonian, you don't fucking know what powers he has. If you actually look, there's like an actual, like, story I read about all the crazy power Superman's had over the years, like, you can't.
Oh, yeah. Early days, he had crazy things. Hypnotic
completely over the years.
As far as powers, though, that was never one of his powers from any of that weird, crazy nonsense anyway. Like, the Kryptonian kiss is, it's a bizarre idea, because if that's the case, then you can never kiss anybody. Although there is a really funny Robot Chicken, where Superman used that power to fight everything, eventually just winds up with him making out with Lex Luthor, which is creepy.
So, anyway, as much as that
sounds gay,
as much as that bothers you,
and when I say gay, I mean gay,
like two guys kissing gay.
Yeah,
right.
I mean homosexual.
Okay. So Tyler's made his point.
Good job.
Inside Moves is the next one. I haven't seen Inside Moves.
So. I haven't either. That's the one I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
No, I got nothing.
It's got a 7.5 out of 10. It's pretty good.
Oh, and I was reading about it, and I don't know the actor even, but someone got nominated for an Oscar for that movie, so must be good.
Huh. Next is The Toy with Richard Pryor.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah. That's a good one. I don't think I have that. I'm going to add that to my download list.
Richard Pryor was... He was a comedic genius.
Oh, yeah.
He's just... he's hilarious.
Brutally honest.
So fucking good.
Which you can't hardly get away with anymore. But brutally honest.
You know who... I think because he's so influenced by him, but... what's his name? Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
That's the most... like, that's the closest to Pryor now, I would say.
Because he gives absolute zero fucks.
He'll say anything.
Yeah, he's just...
You know, like, that's what a comedian should be. They'll say what other people are scared to.
Are afraid to.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you a good comedian.
Exactly.
Lady Hawk. I don't think I've seen Lady Hawk.
I think I've seen it. Yeah, I don't really remember it, but I know it's a popular movie. The crazy thing about
it's a crazy adventure, comedy, drama, fantasy movie with Michelle Pfeiffer and Matthew Broderick. Like, you think that I would have seen that, but...
I bet you have. I bet you start watching it and you're like, oh, I remember this.
That's what this movie is. Yeah.
I remember, like, my dad watching it back in the day when I was a kid, kind of, but... that and the next movie, which we should probably focus on for the majority of the rest of this podcast. Anyway.
No, not for the majority, because he has so many other good movies. Like, you're like, he only has one movie that I really love. Like, that's bullshit.
It's just because it's like in my top 10 all time.
Well, it's the holiday season, so he did Scrooged, and we're not there yet.
Scrooged is,
but Scrooged is fucking
in
my top 5 Christmas movies of all time. So
we'll get there.
But chill out. So anyway... most people think this is a Steven Spielberg movie.
He directed some scenes, but he was more of like a... what's the word? He was like... he like a oversaw
producer.
Its...
executive producer.
You know how like Christopher Nolan was on Man of Steel?
Right.
Like he got all the final says and last calls and fixed things that needed to be fixed.
But... The Goonies.
Yeah.
So...
which came out the same year as Lady Hawk. That's what I was going to say. So he put out 2 movies in 1 year, which is kind of a Spielberg move.
Kind of. But yet, I don't know, Spielberg stood on a few different films and did random, like, pieces of films throughout crap he's made, like, just random parts where I don't know if he's just on the lot or just was there or what. But, yeah, as far as things are concerned, Goonies is awesome.
Far and away my favorite childhood film. Maybe with the exception of E.T.
Neverending Story.
Oh, man.
Would have to go number one for me.
I totally pick Goonies over Neverending Story.
I go Goonies over Neverending.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason now I pick it over Neverending Story, but as a kid, I watched the Neverending Story probably 1,000 times compared to this movie.
Right.
Even though my dad used to, like, if anybody knows my dad, looks like a kind of like a bodybuilder, professional 80s professional wrestler, and he has long hair and everything still, and he'd always do the sloth shit. He'd be like, "Hey, you guys!" Like, it's probably not politically correct in this day and age, but I think it's fucking hilarious.
Since we're on that subject, not to get sidetracked, but you know how we joke about how your
dad looks like Macho Man?
Looks like, or like Jake the Snake.
Yeah. There's a new documentary.
Jake the Snake was on Joe Rogan's show.
Oh, yeah, that's where it was, yeah. Yeah, I haven't watched or listened to it yet, but I saw it.
I watched the snippet, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, Joe Rogan was just like, I want Jake the Snake on my show. Fucking hilarious.
So,
I haven't watched the whole thing, but it seemed like a pretty good episode.
I will say, it does smell like Christmas in here.
Yeah.
I don't really smell anything, but that's all right.
Time of the season.
I picked the white, the pine one for you, CBS.
Sweet.
The Christmas tree smelling one.
Good. As it should be. The right time of the year. There you go.
Yeah. Can't wait till we do some Christmas episodes. I'm into that.
And that starts next, so we're going to do a three. I'm thinking three episodes.
It's an awful lot of
Christmas. We have to really plan them out.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
It's going to be a lot.
Maybe even save some for next year. You know, it's going to be a tough thing to do. We got to.
Who knows if we're going to be around next year?
Hopefully, there's something new.
Shut the fuck up.
Maybe the border wall falls down, and all the cannibals from Mexico that Trump keeps warning us about are going to come and eat all of us, our souls. We don't know.
Cannibals?
Isn't that what's wrong? Like they're all like.
No.
Mexican cannibals are going to take over America and eat our faces?
No.
That's a Fox News set.
The worst part of
that's
it.
That's a Fox News set. I saw it.
True.
When I went home to see my parents, so my dad was watching Fox News, and they said that there's Mexican cannibals at the border, and they're going to steal our jobs and eat our faces.
It sounds like you're watching South Park.
The worst part of it right now is that we can't get avocados. that's like the worst part of it.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Fucking Trump ruining our guacamole.
Yeah. Thanks, Trump, you fucking dick.
Like, that's the real problem in the
world. If I can't make guacamole on Christmas, I'm going to be pissed off.
I'm pretty sure you'll be able to do it. I'm pretty sure.
If we can't have a Feliz Navidad, then fuck Trump.
I don't know why that. You should be able to. It doesn't matter.
So a lot of people don't know, like we know, but a lot of people don't know that Josh Brolin was actually Josh Brolin in
Thanos.
The Goonies.
Well, right. he was already Josh Brolin.
Well, yeah, but like a lot of people don't know because he took a break from acting, you know?
Don't realize he's the same guy.
And now he's like one of the most successful actors in Hollywood.
Right.
But, you know, he was the big brother in the Goonies, so.
Freaking awesome.
Pretty dope. And probably, you know, safe to say a lot of people that don't follow or pay attention in close detail to movies, even know that Samwise
Sean Astin,
is the little brother.
Right?
So,
Wheezy, the kid with the inhaler, the main character of the movie?
I think it's safe to say, though, that everyone knows who Corey Feldman is.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because as he gets older, he still looks almost the same.
Surprisingly enough, even with his weird Michael Jackson phase, like rocker phase he's going through right now, or for the last 20
years.
It's like
Corey Feldman and the Somethings. It's like an all chick band.
So, like, even now, he still basically looks the same.
There's no mistaking that face.
No, yeah. Like, the dude's almost timeless. It's crazy. Doesn't mean he's not crazy, but, you know, whatever.
So I've read that even today, in many, many years, that the Goonies sequel is definitely happening. And the one problem is that Jeff Cohen, who played Chunk,
doesn't want to do it.
Isn't absolutely in no way going to be involved.
Because he's not fat anymore.
Because he knows they're going to want a truffle shuffle.
You don't think they're going to be able to convince him?
You think it would just be money, but I think at this point he doesn't.
No, he's like a bodybuilder. Like
he's skinny
now. That like ruined him as a child, and he was like, I never want to be like that again.
Yeah.
So that's why he doesn't want to be involved with the movie.
Kids go through husky stages. It's not that big of a deal. Like my nephew's husky.
To him, it was. Like I guess
it's not gonna that big of a deal.
It reshaped his whole life, dude. It's not.
I bet he thinks that like there's no.
I would think that Asian. I think Data would be like it's like. Dr. Jones, a booba trap. Like, that shit's like ruins your life more than fucking, like, doing the truffle shuffle for a second. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah. That guy stayed in the game, though. Like, he does a lot of production stuff and behind-the-scenes type work.
Not really.
Yeah, he does.
Not really.
That's what he really does in Hollywood.
Not really.
Plus, Steven Spielberg paid for him to go to college, so, like...
Well, Steven Spielberg gave him a crazy trust fund to take care of him.
That, too. So, like, he landed in a different place in the world than Chunk did.
I think he knows there's no making a sequel without at least a crack, like a joke about him doing a truffle shuffle or being fat. And I think that's why he doesn't want to do it. But it's like, I don't want to see a sequel without.
I think he's just
without that.
Yeah. I think he's just being a fucking pussy about it and needs to just man up and
have fun being a pussy.
For sure.
He's being a fucking homo.
If there's talks of a Back to the Future 4 and fucking Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, like, he can fucking own up and do his shit. Like, give me a fucking break.
You would think that'd be...
If Michael J. Fox can play Johnny B. Goode on the guitar still, currently with Parkinson's, Chunk needs to fucking own a shit and just do it and have fun.
Michael J. Fox is in a different cast of person-wise.
Yeah, because he's a better person all around.
Yeah.
They could make it so that Chunk died.
Hopefully.
And that's how they all reunite.
Oh, crazy.
That could actually be a pretty solid
died from
beginning
steroids.
For a story.
Seems a little much with steroids, but okay.
That'd be the ultimate joke since the asshole doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, they just jab him. Give him a jab.
So messed up.
Sorry, man. I'm just mad about it. Yeah. My entertainment is more important than his feelings. I'm just saying. It's about me. It's the Josh show. It's about me and about my feelings. And if he's not going to entertain me, then what good is he to me?
I guess there's that.
Dance for me. Boy. Right?
True that.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Dance like the fat homo kid you used to be.
And Matuzak isn't... Because he died. He actually did die from steroid shit.
Oh, one of the trivia pieces I found is that at some point in the movie, he was wearing a Raiders shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember that because I thought he was wearing like a Superman shirt the whole time.
We played for the Raiders.
Right. So I got to watch it and actually pay attention.
Yeah, I don't remember him ever wearing a different shirt either. Not even at the end.
Well, he ripped, he was wearing a shirt over the Superman shirt because he rips it off.
That's true.
But I don't think that was a Raiders shirt.
No, I don't think so.
Unless it was like really subtle,
that's
very
a question.
Small
I guess
logo
I never,
or something. I don't
think
know.
You would know that, Josh. But I don't remember that being a thing.
Gonna have to go back and watch that and try to find it.
Yeah.
Apparently it's in there somewhere.
Maybe it was in the room watching the movie.
It could be when it was just when he was chained up. It could be then very well.
Man, that would make sense if that's the scene it was in, because that whole scene is very dark.
Yeah, it's true.
Interesting.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth. Ruth. Rocky Road.
Out of control. It's cool about that movie also is they made, so Cyndi Lauper has a two-part music video.
Oh, yeah.
That they use the sets and characters and a batch of other WWF wrestlers.
Well, she actually directed that.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's awesome. I think videos.
Good enough for you and good enough.
So the pirate ship was entirely real.
Right.
And took 2.5 months to construct.
Which is crazy.
Trivia question. What was the name of One Eye Willie's ship?
Oh, man.
This would be the perfect trivia question for, like,
who wants
any movie trivia.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Because it's like, I didn't know this, and they don't, I'm pretty sure they don't say it in the movie.
I don't remember if they ever did or not. Yeah, I don't know.
It's the Inferno.
Is it?
Huh.
Yep.
The Inferno?
The Inferno.
Nice.
One-Eyed Willie's skull was made from real bone.
Perfect.
Also pretty cool.
I think some of the skeleton pieces in the ship came from a school that were real bone pieces.
Yeah. Sean Astin got to keep the map that they find in the attic, in the beginning.
Oh, that's cool.
And he had it like stored in a box with some of his other whatever random stuff. And his mom was going through it one day and thought it was a crumpled piece of paper and threw it away.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be so pissed.
What a dumb whore. Wow.
Man, that's rough.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
I was actually talking about...
Mom, you could have got on eBay and probably sold that thing for like 20 Gs. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, more than that. I was talking about something about that today with somebody on the phone. I had a bunch of action figures. And when I moved away to college... I left a bunch of my stuff at my parents' house, and I had all these Star Wars Episode I collector Pepsi cans, and I had the whole set. And my mom put them in one of the Rubbermaid tubs with a bunch of my carded action figures, and she put them out in the garage. No big deal, you would think, except in Craig, Colorado.
They exploded.
It gets 30 degrees below zero.
So they froze and exploded.
And they froze and exploded all over a bunch of action figures. Probably $1,500 worth of action figures.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Thanks a lot, Mom. Ugh! Some cold shit. It's from High Fidelity.
literally cold because of the temperature.
Double entendre?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's a really cool Gremlins Easter egg in The Goonies.
Huh. Okay.
Which is funny because Chris Columbus wrote Gremlins and The Goonies screenplays.
Right.
So, I didn't know that.
When Chunk calls the cop, calls the police,
right,
and is trying to convince the guy what's going on, he's like, this is just like the time, this is just like the time, and then he's like, this is just like the time that you tried to tell me all those creatures multiplied when you threw water on them, whatever, and it's like, it's referencing the Gremlins,
funny.
Which came out the same year, but later on.
Man, I guess I don't remember that piece of dialogue. That's hilarious, actually.
It's, yeah. So that's cool.
Huh.
An Easter egg back in the 80s.
Right. That's funny. Yeah, I don't remember. I remember him being on the phone about the Fatellis, but I don't remember the other line, the other side.
He's like, just like the time you found all those creatures and they multiply when you throw water on them.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's
because he's talking about all the lies the Chunk makes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's funny.
All right, so...
I have one more thing that I want to talk about that I know we all know about, and it pisses me off that you still can't get a copy that has it. But the original Goonies, even one of the VHSs I had as a kid, had a scene towards the end before, like when they find the ship, but before they get on it.
With a giant
with
squid.
With a giant, yeah. And it was in there. It was in the theatrical version. And then they took it out because it scared kids.
Yeah. Right. Why there's not another version that has it?
I have the DVD. I have the Blu-ray. Like, there's no...
No.
Like, give me a fucking director's cut because I want that scene.
Did you also know that if you put it in Spanish on the DVD and watch the Truffle Shuffle part, there's words to the Truffle Shuffle?
I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
I don't know what they are because I don't speak Spanish. But
huh.
I already have to watch it to find the Raiders shirt, so
man,
I'm just going to keep it on Spanish the whole time, too.
I guess not any reason not to.
But fuck, release, at least put that scene on YouTube or something.
Right, I'm kind of surprised it isn't somewhere in the world.
Yeah,
I've
it's
seen
really
it.
Like, it was on the VHS.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like when it first got put out on VHS, then they did another batch of VHS and took it out, and it's like since then, nothing.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
All right, so next movie. Lethal Weapon.
Mm. Also a Christmas movie.
It's also a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, it is. Awesome.
I think Donner was he's a closet Christmas lover, because the next few...
Well, even how we were just talking about it, there was an Easter egg for the Gremlins Christmas movie.
Exactly.
You know, like, there's a lot of Christmas going on.
That's funny.
Indirectly, which is cool.
And Lethal Weapon, I mean, if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
For every single film, yeah. Awesome.
Gary Busey is Joshua. Oh, man.
Man, Gary Busey.
He's so good in the old days, and then he just gets crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what
happened? One of the other pieces of trivia that I read that I didn't write down that I just remembered was that before Tim Burton was chosen as the director of Batman, Richard Donner was being considered to direct, and he wanted Mel Gibson to play Batman.
Did you also, speaking of roles that people should have had and could have had, that Mel Gibson and Bruce Willis were both considered for each other's roles in Die Hard and Lethal Weapon?
Like reversed.
Wow, how different would Die Hard be with Mel Gibson in it?
Right?
And Lethal Weapon.
I think it would have worked either way.
Yeah.
I think it would have, yeah.
That point in time in their careers, yeah, it would have been very similar.
But when I think of someone saying, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, I don't think of Mel Gibson saying it. That's the only problem I have. I could see it.
I could. Think about Lethal Weapon days. I could see him saying it. It'd be weird, but I could see him saying it.
And then Die Hard with a Vengeance from 1995 was actually written as a Lethal Weapon sequel first.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's funny because that's my favorite one.
Really?
Vengeance,
yeah.
The third one?
Yeah.
You know, it actually kind of makes sense considering how they
buddy cop. Him and Samuel Jackson and Jeremy Irons as the bad guy. That movie is incredible.
And I think about it that way of being a lethal weapon.
I think part of it, too, is like I was 11 when that came out, and my dad took me to see it in the theater. And it was like right there at the age I was just old enough to kind of start appreciating action movies. And it was like the best thing I ever saw. Aside from Jurassic Park, that was like the first one, but... But that's pretty interesting, right?
Yeah.
To think about Bruce Willis and Lethal Weapon. That's insane.
It was actually also the first movie to show a modern cell phone.
Huh. Really? That's... What a weird check mark on a list of things.
Hmm. Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy was also considered as a choice to direct this movie.
Man, Star Trek Leonard Nimoy?
Is there another Leonard Nimoy?
Not that I'm aware of. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Weird.
Hmm.
So, interesting stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, on to the next one. And geeking out, this is one of my favorite movies. Not just favorite Christmas movies, but favorite movies. Scrooged. Scrooged.
Well, how can you go wrong with Bill Murray?
Right.
Bill Murray is the champ of the world. If I had to pick one man to lord over the entire planet and be the leader of all the peoples of the planet of the Earth, of the flat Earth, Bill Murray would be my choice.
True that.
Yeah. That's all the peoples of the flat Earth. That's fine.
All the peoples of the flat Earth.
Well, he is a badass. And he has
or the pancake Earth or the...
Pizza Earth.
However it's shaped.
The bowl Earth or whatever.
Whatever.
It's like a bowl of fruit.
Well, he is a badass and he's done a lot of stuff in his life. Like, as a... Just a, in general. Like, the dude, he's hilarious. But Scrooge, as far as a movie, is freaking awesome. Like, reference-wise, awesome. But yeah, like, that was great.
So, Bill Murray and Richard Donner didn't like working together, and when asked by film critic Roger Ebert if he had any disagreements with Donner, Murray replied, "Only a few, every single minute of the day that could have been a really, really great movie." So,
what a terrible... Man, that's...
He's just like,
well, if we're talking about which one would you trust, it's still Bill Murray, so...
I mean, the movie is great, so I don't know.
Yeah, it is really good.
That's, yeah, weird.
And this was Bill Murray's first starring role since Ghostbusters. He had currently been living in Paris and had seriously considered giving up acting altogether.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
All of Bill Murray's brothers made an appearance in this movie.
What?
Really?
Uh-huh. John Murray, Joel Murray, and Brian Doyle Murray all appeared in the movie.
Huh.
That's crazy. I had no idea. That, huh. So, do we have any idea who they were?
I could go through and, like...
Try to find them. Yeah, that's fine. I doubt they were name characters, but still, that's
when Frank.
That's awesome.
When Bill Murray's
well,
character.
Well, I bet they're all people that are like on the set.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of extras
like
on
camera
the set
guys or fucking, you know, something.
There's a scene where Frank, Bill Murray's character, throws water on the waiter, and he's like, he sees Bernie. He's like, "I'm sorry, you know, I thought you were Richard Pryor." That's a reference to an event in Pryor's life while freebasing cocaine, accidentally set himself on fire and ran down a busy street in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Which was real like that.
Yeah. Yeah, the Richard Pryor thing, he was actually supposed to be on the way to an event, too, like a performance that night. Yeah, there's jokes about that in a couple things.
What else? Interesting things.
How do you get put out?
Since, you know,
black people somebody don't like water.
Somebody stopped, dropped, and rolled him.
It's funny that people never remember that.
I know, remember the
you
fire.
You see people on fire all the time. It's like, stop, drop, and roll, dude. Learn that in fucking kindergarten.
I don't know. I think when you're on fire, probably you don't think about it. It's too crazy.
I feel like it'd be the first thing I thought about.
Yeah? Hmm?
The weird thing, like, and I knew this because I read that Bill that Bill Murray biography, and but most, and even in Meatballs, like Bill Murray, he's notoriously known for ad-libbing all of his lines. Like they write a basic premise of what he's supposed to say, but he just, and Richard Donner hated that. He was such a control freak. And he couldn't, I think that was the biggest issue, is that he hated that Bill Murray was, just did his own thing.
Well, whereas control freaks are not cool, Bill Murray is one of the ones that, like, if I was a director, I'd be like, I'll let you do whatever the fuck you want, dude, because it's always gold, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but as a director expecting a particular result, I can understand I'm making you crazy.
I think when we actually do, like, have an episode based on an actor rather than a director, I think Bill Murray should be one of the first that we do.
Yeah. He's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a cool part in this movie that I catch it because I love the movie, but towards the end of the movie when they're all singing Put a Little Love in My Heart, and Bill Murray says, "Feed me, Seymour."
Oh, yeah.
It's a shout out to what movie?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, which, like, Bill Murray had a small part in. He was the crazy sadomasochist,
dentist.
Yeah, like, he just loves pain, and he's the dentist for that.
He's dressed like a biker and like a dentist. It's awesome.
So
I don't remember that. I'm going to have to rewatch that
Little Shop of Horrors. Try to watch the director ending version, because the ending of it is very different.
Oh, of Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh, yeah.
I was there. We went and saw it together.
I was talking to Tyler.
Oh.
So when he sees it, try to find that version of it.
Okay.
Only the regular ending's fine, too. Like, the regular ending's a happy ending. The other ending is the not happy ending.
It's where the plants take over the earth. It's
freaking awesome.
And there's, like, this massive one's crawling up, like, the New York...
I think I've seen that. I think I remember that, but it's been a long time.
Didn't you go and see that with us?
No. I don't think I did.
I don't remember.
Did I?
Maybe. I don't remember. I don't know who we were there with.
So, like, how long ago was that?
5 years?
4 years?
I think it was less than that, but I don't remember.
What?
Maybe I did. I don't know.
That was last year.
They released it as a special showing in theaters.
Yeah, it was last year.
Did I go? I don't even remember. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember if you were there or not. There was a few people there with us, but I can't remember who was there.
Well, I hope Rick Moranis comes back.
Well, we got another Ghostbusters. Freaking awesome.
They just put out Honey, I Blew Up the Kid on Blu-ray, too. That was another one. The second one.
Oh, man. Did that?
Yeah.
The crazy nonsense.
Terrible, but entertaining.
Destroys the Hard Rock Cafe. Take that, cafe.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
All right, so on the next one, Lethal Weapon 2.
Good stuff, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, he did all four, so.
Yeah, so we can just talk about those in general. Sure. But they were all really good.
My favorite's the one with Jet Li.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the
third
one?
Three?
Fourth. Fourth one.
Blonde Joe Pesci.
Third one we get. The girlfriend character introduced. And then the fourth
one. Which is Rene Russo.
Yeah, she's awesome.
It's beautiful.
Fourth movie is the one with Jet Li. Awesome, because Jet Li is awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That movie is like an action movie, but then at the same time, it's like a kung fu movie almost.
Yeah, it is. There's a surprising amount of kung fu for considering the style movie it is.
Yeah.
But Jet Li, this is the early days for Jet Li over here, at least.
Yeah.
And he was badass.
I think that's what, like, put him on the path to
American stardom.
Yeah.
I can see that, because, yeah, he shines really good in that movie.
Radio Flyer is next. Which, you know, I've seen, and it's actually a really good movie, and it's about, like, two brothers who were abused, I think, by their dad or stepdad, and the little brother is abused more, and so he, like, they take the radio flyer wagon that they have and they build it to this thing that flies, and his brother escapes on this flying radio flyer and, like, goes off.
I was trying to, when I was looking through IMDb, I was trying to remember what that was about.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
It was really good.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that movie, but I don't remember it.
But, like, the little brother gets abused more, and so he, like, they build this radio flyer that actually flies, and so he escapes, kind of. And gets away. And, yeah. But next on the list, he did Tales from the Crypt, which is on Timeline is next, which we talked about a little bit, but, Maverick is next. It's the, card playing, Mel Gibson.
Add this one to my list, too, because I don't think I have it, but it is...
Jodie Foster. It's like...
A fun movie.
It's I watched it the other day. It's on...
Classic Mel Gibson.
So good.
One thing that's cool about it is it has Maverick from the TV show. The guy who plays his dad is the actor from...
James Garner.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's James Garner. He's Maverick. He's the first Maverick. That's what's freaking awesome about it. She got the new movie update, but she got the cameo of the original, which is awesome. Or the cameo. It's actually a full part.
And, he plays like the cop, like the deputy guy, but then come to find out it's actually Mel Gibson's dad.
And, right.
And Jodie Foster, who Nell, where she goes full retard and never comes back from that shit.
Oh, man.
Do you guys remember Nell?
I remember it happening. I don't think I ever actually watched that movie.
She's like, they just find this girl who like grew up in the woods and can't talk and say things, and she's always, I don't know. She never really came back from that.
It's no Gilbert Grape, I'll tell you that.
It's like Pete's Dragon, but without the dragon.
Oh my God.
Sound very cool.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I never actually watched that. She's done some other movies that have been okay.
I don't think
she was kind of rad in Hotel Artemis.
Yeah.
As the fucking old lady she running the hotel.
You're
like,
right. She was pretty good in that.
Running, like, being the person that, you know, helps wounded criminals.
Yeah, pretty much. That's basically what it was.
She was kind of cool with gray hair.
Well, I liked her in that. She was good in Panic Room, too. Like, Panic Room, I liked that one.
That was like the one.
Really?
That was like the one David Fincher movie. I was kind of like, I don't get it.
I think the only thing she's done since Nell that's any good was Contact.
I like Contact.
Contact is pretty good, yeah.
But other than that, I'm like, no, she's just been garbage. And then, you're right, Hotel Artemis was really good. I liked that movie. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's good.
It was just such a...
Dave Bautista's awesome in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
There's a lot of cameos in that one, but...
Assassins?
I was trying to remember if I've seen this... And
really?
I don't think I have.
You haven't seen Assassin's?
I don't think so.
Man, that's a... Should see that one.
Because it's Sylvester Stallone and... who is
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
Julian Moore.
I don't remember that.
No?
No. Yeah.
It's a pretty good one. Like, they did a couple mashup movies with Stallone with different, like, other, I guess, pop action icon characters. This is one of those. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's on my list? Assassins. What else?
Maverick.
Maverick, and there was one other.
Yeah, Contact. It was.
No, I have that.
There's something else that was earlier. I can't remember.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah. Little Shop of Horrors. There you go. No, there was one before that, I think. It doesn't matter. There you go. There's three. I feel like there was another one earlier, but I don't remember. That's why you make notes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Speaking of he loves Mel Gibson, speaking of, but he did Conspiracy Theory next, which again is
that one was good. I like that one.
Yeah.
Like I said, Richard, like when you said that the only movie worth talking about was Goonies, I was like, I wanted to slap you in the mouth.
It's just such a pinnacle.
Yeah.
But all these movies are so good though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like the Lethal Weapons, Scrooged, and then like Conspiracy Theory is super good. Like,
yeah.
Mel like Gibson is fantastic.
I have a...
So fucking crazy.
I got a Lethal Weapon DVD for Christmas like 12, 13 years ago. I don't even know. Where it's just like, before Blu-ray, like a DVD, double-sided DVD that has all four on it.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah. It's
fucking rad.
Front side, back side.
Yeah.
I remember those. Freaking awesome. Conspiracy Theory.
Yeah, I mean...
I remember that, too, because I spent all Christmas Day, like, I put the first one on and just watched all four throughout the day.
Nice.
Like, just some little, like, cool things, like, Jerry, like, Mel Gibson's character runs into a movie theater at one point, and the movie playing is Lady Hawk. It's up on the marquee.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's cool.
Yeah. That movie's a lot in itself. It's super good. So, next on the list, besides the Lethal Weapons, is Timeline. I never saw Timeline. It seems like
that was cool. I really like that one. That was the one with Paul Walker where he has to go back in time.
He plays the burnt Deadpool guy, right? After the car accident? Like when Ryan Reynolds is all burnt up, looking like he's all fucked up, that's Paul Walker, right? After his car accident?
You stop. That's a totally different thing. Wrong. You stop. It's the second time he's done that joke, and both of us are like trying to feed into figure out what he's talking about.
I can't,
and he's just going off like, yeah.
I can't take the high road on this one, because when Paul Walker died, I was like talking Paul Walker shit about it on Facebook. Like, well, at least he fucking went out the way he wanted to, you know, and people were all pissed off at me.
But Gerard Butler was in that movie. Billy Connolly, who's fantastic.
No, that movie's actually really cool. It was like...
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Do you remember that movie, The Fountain? With Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Slightly,
it's
yes.
Kind of like that, but a little more PG-rated.
Huh, okay.
Like where it just the time... Like, he goes to all these different areas in time and, like, is trying to accomplish a mission, you know? But that one was pretty cool.
A lot of good actors now. I don't right off hand remember, but I'm sure I've seen it a few times.
I think it was. Mm-hmm. It came out in a year where there was like a lot of really vehicle heavy movies, like Fast and Furious had just come out, and like what's that Nick Cage one?
Gone in 60 seconds.
That had just come out. It was like all this other like car movies going on, so it didn't really get much love, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't. Paul Walker was in that. He was in two in 2003.
What?
He was in both in multiple car movies.
No, I'm just saying that. That was like the car movie thing started and kind of took over for a couple years.
Oh.
And so a lot of the other action style movies got slept on. And that was one of them.
Gotcha. Forget Paul Walker, man. Whatever happened to that guy? I'm not taking the high ground on this one. I'm going to make it rough for everybody.
Yeah.
If you don't know, just Google Paul Walker's death. I think there's a video of it.
Literally. He went out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, he did. Just like that Bon Jovi song. That's so horrible. We're terrible people. That Neil McDonough guy is in it, too. And that guy is like always the bad guy. White hair.
Yeah, he's like the bad guy in Minority Report, too. That guy.
And that walking tall with a rock.
Yeah.
He's like the bad guy in every... Captain America? Was he the bad guy in Captain America? No.
No.
Yeah, he's a bad guy in a lot of stuff. So, anyway, next movie, 16 Blocks.
I don't remember... Like, I remember watching this, but I don't remember much about it.
It's a good movie. It really is. It's like that Bruce Willis time where he was kind of hit his stride as being the same character in everything.
Right.
And we're like, okay, well, I guess he's just going to be the same.
Now he's really hitting. Now he's almost Nick Cage.
Now he's just the same in everything.
And now, he's Nick Cage 2.0.
And by the way, this is Donner's last movie before he passed away.
He didn't pass away. He's just not making movies.
He died.
I looked on IMDb. It said, born in 1930, no death yet.
I don't think he's dead, but I don't know that for a fact.
Richard Dunn, he's like 88 years old right now.
I thought he fucking died.
I don't think so. No, he really? Actually, he one of the stories in the, for the comic book show, the Top 5 Comics podcast, when we did the Action Comics 1000 review, one of the stories was written by Donner. So, unless he died in the last, like, year, which I don't think is the case.
No. IMDb always says, born this date, dead this date.
Yeah, you're right. I thought he died.
Mm-hmm. Huh. He's just 88 and chilling.
It's understandable. Considering.
Just sitting on
Maybe he'll come out of retirement to make the Goonies sequel.
Maybe he'll come out of retirement and do a Scrooge sequel.
Yeah, I think that's a little rougher.
I'd love to see a new Christmas movie with Bill Murray.
Hell yeah.
I'd just like to see a new Bill Murray movie in general.
Let's keep our fingers crossed for that. The third Ghostbusters.
The only person he likes to work for anymore is fucking Wes Anderson.
That's very true.
Which, I mean, he was in Isle of Dogs, because Wes Anderson's the only director he really respects anymore.
We've already talked about this, but like, Wes Anderson, just make a fucking Christmas movie already. Get it over with.
He made that Christmas short, the one...
Which was dope, the one on the train. Uh-huh. That was legit, but it's like, just fucking make a 90-minute Christmas movie.
Right.
Even if it's on a train. I don't care. Make the same thing. Just make it longer.
Make it an actual full length?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen what you're talking about, actually.
Where Adrian Brody is like the train conductor, right?
Yeah, the train conductor, and they're like...
And then...
Like they get stuck on a train, and the train gets stuck somewhere on its way. So
but it's shot like Wes Anderson style, like from the side.
We'll show it to you in a minute.
It's fucking dope.
Wow, Cleveland's going to win another game.
Sweet. As they should. Okay, so we can go back to Goonies for a second. The scene that we're on right now with the film playing behind Tyler's head. When the kids originally dropped into the lagoon, none of them had actually seen the pirate ship yet. And they all go underwater with their eyes closed and were supposed to come up and turn around to see it for the very first time. Shots ruined the very first take for it because Josh Brolin's like, holy fuck. And the rest of everyone else is like, the intention was for this full-size ship that none of the kids had seen to get their original, like...
They don't have to have him right. Say that.
It's hilarious. Like, shot-wise, that's why they didn't use that first take.
Man.
Because of that.
They should just make an uncut version and put that in there, too.
It'd be awesome, right? Because he was so blown away by it. He's just like, holy fuck. And, yeah, then we did it again. Take two style.
They used the... I didn't write this down either, and you just reminded me, but they used, like, 900,000 gallons of water for the Goonies.
Oh, yeah, for the lagoon?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's freaking crazy.
I couldn't just use a real lagoon.
I don't think it even exists that way inside caves that would be picturesque enough to use, especially when you could fit a full pirate ship in. Crazy. I mean, maybe they exist somewhere, but I couldn't tell you where. Anyway. Bless you.
Thanks. So, yeah, that's Richard Donner. He's a good fucking director. He's done some awesome, amazing shit that I fucking love. So.
Yeah, maybe he'll come out of retirement to make the Goonies sequel.
He probably won't.
Maybe he can act like he's gonna, you know, like he has like...
Maybe the Goonies sequel will be a Christmas movie.
He acts like he has 6 months to live to bring Jeff Cohen back to play Chunk.
This is my dying wish.
I just want a Goonies sequel with Chunk.
Okay, but no jokes about Chunk.
Yeah, you got it.
Not really.
Be like Christopher Lee, be like 99 and just be like still fighting orcs and shit.
Dude, yeah, like...
Making metal albums about Christmas of all things. Old man was crazy.
Right.
But awesome.
And a Dracula, which was double awesome.
So, shoot us some fucking
hate mail.
Some social media mail about Christmas stuff, because we're going to get crazy into Christmas next. So, I got my Christmas tree up last night. It's not fully decorated yet. I got my Christmas village going. Tyler's doing his Christmas stuff tonight. CBS always loves Christmas. He just wears a wreath around his neck every day. Like, kind of like Mr. T just wears, like...
All the gold chains,
the gold chains, you just wear Christmas fucking wreaths.
The happier I am about it, the more change you get. I mean, wreaths you get.
Mm-hmm.
It does get absurd, especially when I'm trying to drive. I can't see over those fucking things. It's crazy. You're all safer if I'm just having a little bit of fun.
You're a bad driver anyway, too.
That's not true.
That's very true.
It's kind of true.
No.
It's very true.
Not true.
I
really wanted to pray to float this year, and I know that Josh thought it was a stupid idea. Ultimately, we're not going to have it because I can't going to get things together.
You want to pray about what?
Parade float.
A parade of lights float?
Yes. So what I need...
No, don't put that on me.
Don't put it on
you. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Totally on you.
It's not. You have a fucking antique show that day that you're going to do.
Well, we're going to do both.
You can't do both because the antique show goes to like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you're
not a fucking superhero, bro.
Sometimes.
No, and then...
Depends on what costume I'm
wearing. It was a fucking main... Like, it was horrible last year because you didn't plan your shit.
Super
and it was
fun.
No, it was fine, but you didn't plan shit until, like, the last minute.
Well, because we decided to do it 2 weeks before the thing.
You decided the last minute.
That's true.
Not we. There's no fucking we.
You came.
You decided.
You were on the float.
Because you're like, you know, if you don't come, then I'm going to die, and I'm just going to be alone, and I just...
That was never something I said.
Yeah,
ever.
You fucking guilt everybody into everything.
Not ever. No.
I'm just going to die alone on that float, and it's going to be Christmas by myself. And I'm
that
just
is
gonna
super sad.
Just
be
me
truth.
All by myself. And on the
not the truth. Not the truth.
Yeah, and then we got to the end of it, and I had to walk home all by myself because there's no room
and
for me to go in.
You decided to walk home by yourself.
There was no. I would have had to wait at City Market by myself.
No. Yeah. It's not true either.
It was.
No. You elected. You had too many drinks on the float and then decided to walk home.
No, there was no room for me to drive to the fucking comic store with you.
There was room.
There wasn't.
Let's
there
do was. It next year and wear tights, and we can be the Parade of Tights.
Parade of Tights.
I was really hoping to have a big enough float to do so I could get a Chevy Chase. It's a guy covered in lights. And then I really wanted a Die Hard on there, too, which would be awesome. It would make the least amount of sense because it's a machine gun, but it's a Christmas
movie. Somebody's going to have to like wear a sleeveless T-shirt with no shoes
I'll
on.
I'll pick my head next year and be
time.
Bruce Willis. That's cool.
You have to wear a sleeveless T-shirt and like...
No, like you have to wear a wife beater. Let's be real. It's a wife beater and khakis and some shitty black Reebok shoes.
No shoes. That's,
well, by the end of the movie, he's got the shoes.
By the end of the movie, so he can have I guess he is barefoot for a while.
He's barefoot for a lot of it. That's
a lot of the movie is, but by the end, you could have the shoes. That'd be fine. But yeah, the wife beater's kind of requirement.
Wait, he's not bicked yet, though. He's just balding.
Yeah.
And then the machine gun, so we have to have something that shoots something.
It doesn't have to shoot anything. But we
it definitely has to shoot. I think shooting paintballs at the crowd is going
to
be fun.
That's a bad idea. That's why you don't invite to planning meetings.
We'll get like a cool... Maybe we'll be able to find some kind of toy machine gun... And we can paint it so that it's like the colors of the rainbow, and then we're all good.
I think just an actual paintball gun where you're shooting at people.
As long as the paintballs are rainbow colored when they hit the target, sure.
It's a lot harder to
shoot.
Did
you guys see that the guy from Mythbusters made that? He took that Nerf gun and made a new clip for it. And it shoots 1,000 Nerf balls. It holds 1,000 Nerf balls in it.
That's crazy.
It's
no way. I want one of those guns. They look awesome.
Yeah, like he does this thing called he has some internet show thing that he does where like they take things and like soup them up and make them cool.
Because it only holds 100, I think, originally.
Yeah,
the big one only holds 100.
And he makes it hold 1,000.
Oh, my God.
And it's fucking insane. It's so fucking cool. And
it's like Duke Nukem running around.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
And he breaks down, he's like, this is how it works, this is what he does, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, that guy's pretty rad. Adam, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
So, anyway.
Right on. Well, thanks for listening, guys, I guess.
Mm-mm.
Thanks, Richard Donner.
No thanks.
Rest in peace when you do actually rest.
Rest in peace, Richard Donner.
Seriously?
You're like 88, you're basically dead, right?
It's not... Ask Stan Lee at 95.
Everybody thinks Paul Walker's dead, and he's just really just playing burn victim Deadpool, making millions of dollars.
Yeah, Tupac's still making albums, so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're all right. Hanging out together. It's all cool.
What's that island called?
Tupac Island.
There you go.
We should make a Tupac Island Christmas movie.
Man, that'd be
how dope would that be? Just all the dead people.
Quit saying people need to make Christmas movies because we need to make Thanksgiving movies. There's not enough of those.
Ooh, Thanksgiving movie on Tupac Island.
Tupac Island Thanksgiving movie?
All the places.
There's the gold mine right there.
Yeah.
Like a Tupac Thanksgiving?
No, Tupac Island Thanksgiving.
But
picture a giant Thanksgiving table and all the people that died that you think could maybe be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
hell of
a Thanksgiving
movie. What about an animated one? We could make that ourselves.
Man,
you better get to drawing, CBS.
Have you ever made
anything
animated before?
Frame for frame, it's going to take a minute.
It's just going to be rough. Oh, my God.
You can do it, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a challenge.
Your Thanksgiving drawing was pretty rad, so.
And the baby Admiral Akbar.
Well, he's super cute. That way he can serve you gross food.
No, I liked it.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I liked it. All right, well, thanks for joining us on the latest episode of Never Been Done podcast. I have been your faithful...
He's been Josh.
He's been Josh and been joshing you the whole time, but yeah, he's been Josh.
Right, joke with the joke.
Remember, no? Just remember, the words that you're not supposed to say, say them.
But explain why after and everything's okay.
No, don't even explain. Just do it.
Just... Like, you're a fucking faggot. When I say faggot, I mean like you're lame and I don't like you.
And you like fun, make jokes and have fun. Remember, I have an 18-year-old cat who's dying of cancer, and I make fun of him every day, and he's my best friend. But you know what? It's because we love each other, because we're friends.
He makes fun of you too, though.
He probably does. He gives me those eyes like, and I just turn around right now like, motherfucker, I'm going to eat you in my sleep.
I'm pretty sure he farts in your face at night, so.
Gross.
So, other than that, man, get your Christmas trees up, get your Christmas movies out, put your Christmas sweaters on, get your Christmas scarves on, start making Christmas cookies, because Christmas season is fucking in full fucking
effect.
That word. And we're going to kill it this year. Christmas is going to be the biggest Christmas season ever. I'm excited. Oh, speaking of Christmas and funny things, did you guys, I told Tyler about this earlier, the guy that dressed up in the bear suit and went and fucked up people's Black Friday tents because, like, people were camping out for Black Friday, and he dressed up in a gigantic polar bear costume and was, like, fucking people's tents up? So funny.
Not heard about that.
I don't know who that guy is, but I want to try and figure out who it is, and I want to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Was that here?
That's real life. Just, I don't know, somewhere. I just
somewhere
saw
in the world? Yeah. That's hilarious.
That guy sounds awesome. So maybe we can start a GoFundMe for his legal bills.
If he got caught, that's
maybe all. We should start a GoFundMe just to fly him out here and be on the show.
That'd be cool.
Instead.
Whatever, yeah, whatever.
Figure out fuck his legal problems. That's not our shit.
That's true.
My God. Where would they set up a tent, really? Black Friday starts in the middle of the fucking day.
That's true. But yeah, it'd be even funnier to fuck up said tents in the middle of the day. If people are crazy enough to...
Be camped
to
out.
Get in line yeah. the night before Black Friday?
Not even that. If you're that much of a pussy, you need a fucking tent, then...
You really shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. They should have set those tents on fire. And
true fucking, that. I didn't go this year.
They should have Paul Walker'd that guy, you know?
Are you talking about the guy in the bear suit? we need to stop. We need to stop. This needs to be...
Oh,
I had to stutter on that. I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
No. Bad.
I didn't go this year, but like I went to Best Buy last year, especially because it was down the street from my house, so I could walk there. But I got in line, and it like wasn't that hard to get in. I was probably like 300 people back. Got in like 10 minutes.
Right.
15 minutes.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, there's like 10 things that are like people are there for, and then everything else is like actually kind of good deals.
It's the TVs. There's no other reason to go there that early. It's the TVs.
There's not any reason at all to go that early anyway.
It's just the TVs.
But it's not anyway.
I did see a funny meme earlier, though, that was like, oh, you waited in line like 8 hours to get that 4K TV for $200. What'd you do with the one you got last year? Because a lot of them are just people that are like, I'm going to buy this TV or like the TV deal every year, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I mostly just go to watch the chaos, but, you know.
You don't go at all.
That's not true.
It is. You didn't go.
I did.
You didn't.
I did. I went last year. Last year we put out flyers for the comic book shop.
That was actually my idea.
Doesn't matter. I did the year before that, too.
You don't give me any credit for anything that any of my ideas.
Doesn't matter. Tyler, would you please end the show?
No.
We have things to do today.
End the show, Josh.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hit us up on social media. Tell us what you guys want to hear about.
Christmas episodes coming soon.
Yeah, so we're going to do a 3-episode series, and we're going to cover CBS and Tyler and Mai's top fives of each episode is what we're going to do. So
it's going to be rough.
What if we have some of the same ones?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll do a crossover. So anyway,
we'll figure that out.
Christmas is coming up, and we're just going to fucking kill it and then get your fucking garland and your things and your, like, the shiny stuff and the lights and the Christmas cookies and Merry fucking Christmas, you cocksucking bitches. Can I say those words?
When he says cocksucker, he means, like, you have a dick in your mouth. Thanks.
Like, literally. It's in your mouth.
You have a dick in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say any of the bad ones, though.
CBS, do not edit any of this. It's for a greater cause.
It's already too much, more work than is worth even, yeah.
Good. Good to hear.
No, that's bad, but go on.
So, fuck Bill Maher. Rest in peace, Stanley.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving. Can't wait till Christmas.
We love you, Bill Murray.
True.
Never Been Done Podcast on all social media platforms. Hit us up.
Soon we'll be on Spotify, hopefully.
Yeah, it's weird that we're not. Anyway, so thanks for coming out. And Tyler, what you got to say about that?
All I have to say is, in the vein also of Sloth, hootie, hoo.
God.